Water Justice Lab here at the Sanctuary for Independent Media's Nature Lab spent summer 2023 investigating water quality and water infrastructure in Troy and the Capital Region. They learned about and reported on contaminants like sewage and waterways and microplastics and lead in drinking water. On August 2nd, the team met with advocates and activists working on the lead pipe issue in Troy and visited the Rensselaer County Drinking Water Treatment Plant together to see how local water gets cleaned, processed, and piped out to our homes. Jonna Favreau, a local parent and safe drinking water advocate, joined the team to talk about her experiences with lead contamination in her family's drinking water. She was interviewed by fellow Musa Milmoat.
My name is Jonna Favreau. I'm a mother and a resident here in Troy, New York.
Can you tell us what the situation is that led up to you getting involved with Water Justice?
Back in 2022, my son was initially tested for lead in his blood, and it came back elevated. That's when I did some digging and realized that the city of Troy had received over $500,000 in grant funding to replace lead pipes. I started reaching out to neighbors and community members to see if they too were experiencing the same issues of having lead in blood of their children, and that's how we got here today.
Why do you think Troy hasn't put money towards the lead pipe situation in the past?
That's a great question. Politics in Troy, I'm very new to, and I know there are a lot of moving pieces to keep a city going. I don't know why this money went unspent, and I don't know why it wasn't a priority, but I'm optimistic that in the future, this is going to be a priority for the city of Troy. I wish they spent the money and started 6 years ago.
Personally, at my house, the water doesn't feel safe to drink, so we buy bottled cases of water. So how do you think the city can make people feel safe to drink their tap water?
I think the first action that the city of Troy should take is to provide water filters to all residents whose lines have been tested and that they're positive for lead, either in the water or lead pipes in the house. And I think they should continue to provide those water filters until the lead pipes are removed from their homes. The city's estimating that it's going to take 10 to 15 years to replace all these pipes, and that's a long time to continue to poison the residents, because that's what's happening. There's no safe level of lead in our drinking water, so they should be removing it as soon as possible, and that's through water filters. And I think that would make residents like yourself and myself feel safe every single day.
For people's information, what happens to kids who are exposed to the lead?
There's a number of different symptoms. There are delays in milestones. There's weight loss or suppressed diet. That's something that both of those were in our household. That was an indicator for us of why we needed to test for lead. Neurologically, it impacts a child. And then, from what I've understood, upset stomachs, things like that. I, thankfully, have not felt any of these symptoms, but in children, they're developing. It's stored in their bones. That's why it's very important to have them tested early and often.
Thank you. Your activism has helped spread awareness. How have you done that? What techniques have you used?
I feel like I got really lucky knowing one person who knew somebody who knew somebody. But my biggest point of advice would be to just keep talking, no matter how shaky your voice is. I'm somebody who gets very nervous talking in public, but I was never silenced, no matter how unheard I felt or how nervous I was. And I kept speaking up until somebody heard me and until enough people realized that what I had to say was worth taking action on.
Since Troy is working on the lead pipes and is going to take a long time, after the pipes are fixed, do you think problems with drinking water will come up again?
I hope not. Water is a new topic for me this year. I know there are a lot of issues with different possible contaminants. I'm hopeful that the city will act quickly and swiftly to remove all lead from the water. But I hope this incident also teaches them to be proactive instead of reactive. So hopefully they'll start working with community members like the Nature Lab to continue to provide clean drinking water for all residents.
Thank you for being with us today and sharing your story. This has been Muzamil Moat with Jana Fevrio for Water Justice Lab.
After Muzamil's conversation with Jana, the team headed to the drinking water treatment plant together, where they learned a lot about how lead gets into the water from a knowledgeable treatment plant employee. Ellie Irons, a Nature Lab community science educator and lab manager, who was there on the trip, spoke with me, Emily Schussis, to share some of what they learned. The water utility tests water for contaminants and water quality, starting at the Tomhannock Reservoir all the way through to when it leaves the plant, so they have some idea as to where lead seeps into our water supply. What was learned from these tests?
Hi, Emily. Yeah, we learned a lot on the trip to the treatment plant. The treatment staff do all sorts of testing for all kinds of contaminants that could harm our drinking water supply. And from this testing, they know there's no lead in the reservoir and there's no lead introduced in the transmission system where they move all the water inside the plant. As it leaves the plant, the water goes into a water main. This is the big pipe that takes water out of the treatment plant and moves it towards Troy. And this pipe's made of cast iron or ductile iron, which is lead-free. So there's no lead being introduced to drinking water at this point, which leads them to determine that lead contamination of our drinking water coming out of taps and buildings in Troy is happening in three places. One of them we've heard a lot about. The pipe that comes off the water main and goes into the house can be made of lead if it was installed before or around 1940. Copper pipes started being introduced to Troy in 1939. So these pre-1940s pipes are the ones that are being replaced by the city right now. And then after that, there's a few other ways that lead can get introduced that I didn't know about at all before this trip. One thing is lead can be introduced through lead solder, which was not banned until 1986. Solder is basically like the glue that's used to glue the joints of copper pipes together. Supposed to be like just a little bit of the solder around the joint where the copper pipes meet each other. But often it kind of leaks beyond the joint if someone like over applies it, which isn't uncommon, apparently. And if it goes past the joint, then it comes in contact with water and lead can leach out at that point. And then the third way is through faucets and fixtures actually inside the house. And apparently these are better regulated than they used to be, but they can still lead to lead contamination. So we learned that prior to 1996, fixtures could have up to 12% lead in their composition. And this is weird because even if they look like stainless steel or nickel or copper on the outside, the interior pipes that move the water around inside are usually made of brass. And in older faucets, so like a few decades old at this point, up to 12% lead was being used in manufacturing brass. So when the water sits in that fixture overnight, and the brass parts that have lead in them, that can be a third source for lead contamination.
Okay. So does that mean that even if your lead service line is replaced, lead may still get into your drinking water?
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, the lead service line is the bulk of the contamination we're seeing, but also these lead-based solder joints or an older fixture can still contaminate drinking water. So the city's gradually taking care of replacing service lines, but interior plumbing, unfortunately, is the responsibility of individual property owners, be that a landlord or a homeowner.
How can concerned residents find out if their water is lead-free or not?
Well, hopefully, most of our listeners have seen that the city's working to get information about this out. I've gotten multiple mailers at my house over the past year. If you haven't seen those, there's a lot of information online at troynewyork.gov/lead, or you can call the Department of Public Utilities at 518-237-0343. They should still be offering free water testing. Completely replacing lead pipes and fixtures is the best way to prevent lead exposure. But in the meantime, like in my case, I actually learned through this process while I was doing this work over the summer with Water Justice Lab that I have a lead service line through the testing. So I'm following city guidelines. They recommend running water for several minutes before use, especially if you haven't used it in a while, like overnight. We run our water 5 minutes first thing in the morning. Water for preparing food and drinks. Use cold water because it'll react less with the lead pipes, I guess. And then certainly use a water filter certified to remove lead for water used for drinking and cooking. I know they were giving out free filters for a while. I'm not sure the status of that. And there's lots of other resources and information about protecting yourself and your family from lead and drinking water. Our, federal environmental regulatory agency, the Environmental Protection Agency, has tons of information on their website, and that's epa.gov/lead.
All right, excellent. I live in a home that was built in the 1930s, so this is really great information for me to have, and I'll be following your practice of, putting on the tap for 5+ minutes in the morning just to make sure that I'm safe. So thank you so much for that information. Ellie Irons, thank you for joining us. This is Emily Schussis reporting for Water Justice Lab.